Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. The muddy Muscatatuck River drains over 1,000 square miles and meanders through a sparsely populated agricultural community in southeastern Indiana. In partnership with the federal government and private conservation groups, the state of Indiana plans to preserve more than 25,000 acres along the Muscatatuck River in Scott, Jackson, and Washington counties. The Muscatatuck Project was the second landmark conservation project that Governor Mitch Daniels unveiled earlier this year. The first focused on protecting acreage along the Wabash River. With these two major projects, the state is poised to become a national leader in wetlands and wildlife protection. The Muscatatuck is a bifurcate river, meaning it's divided into two main segments with both forks flowing parallel to one another. The two forks converge in southern Jackson County at what is known as the Muscatatuck Bottoms. The bottoms contain the largest, least fragmented complex of bottomland forest remaining in Indiana. It is also home to a number of rare, threatened, or endangered species such as the eastern sand darter, Kirtland snake, and the copperbelly water snake. And it's an important stopover for migratory birds including the least bittern, red-shouldered hawk, and cerulean warbler. Key objectives of the state's Muscatatuck Project include protecting habitat for these species, opening public access, preserving significant rest areas for migratory birds, and creating a significant conservation destination.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the Muscatatuck and the state's plans for the area is available at nature.org/Indiana.